Go Loud.
Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, and the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us, especially Ellie, so excited for the seasons to change.
Whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store.
All the cozy bits.
I am buzzing. Went in to try and find that viral jumper.
Last year?
Yep.
Oh, they're back?
Yep, they're back. Yeah, the one that you had, the pink one that you had. They have it in baby blue, in like a beige and a grey. I don't think they have a pink one yet.
Oh, baby blue.
Yeah, baby blue looks massive. I've seen so many girls wearing it on TikTok.
Oh my God.
I need to actually use the stock finder and see where it is. Because I only strolled into one.
Yeah, just have a look. Yeah. Oh my God, I need the blue. I haven't seen it. Is it like a bait pastel?
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Oh my God. I can't wait to wear like turtlenecks again.
I just want to wear trench coats. Yeah, turtlenecks and woolly jumpers and boots. I'm buzzing. I love it so much.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses and the perfect fitting jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
Head to Pennies today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples.
So rant of the week is what we get to give out about something that's annoyed us, grinded our gears, annoyed, and something that makes sometimes no sense as well, or something really niche, I feel like. A first world problem or anything really. So
I'm just a very
lighthearted, yeah. So mine is going to be one that a listener has written in.
Okay.
But also, price. I know when you're in an airport, like you're stuck in there and you can't buy anything else, but it does mean they have to make prices of things €10,000.
Oh, they do that anyway. Because
I feel like
you're stuck.
Water should be like not that expensive. It's water.
It's something it's that we need.
It's literally coming from the mountains.
Yeah.
And it's about €4 in an airport. Extortion. I think even that, you know, not the free airport water, but
come on, let's be real, it's the free airport water.
I've never not paid for that. I'm keeping that thing single-handedly.
Beep. Yeah, tapped my phone there.
But I think that's gone up now too. I think it used to be €1, now it's 2.
So there's no way a man in that stand, there's no way that unless you're, now, I've never done it, obviously, but like, there's no way that everything, because nobody's looking after it, like, do you know what I mean?
No. Imagine someone just thought it's free water.
I've seen so many people do it. They're lovely. Thanks a million. Dublin Airport looking after us really well.
Didn't they joke about it as well? Someone was talking about it.
Oh yeah, I think they made a little
joke about it. Yeah. I just think it's like, and I'm not talking about just Dublin Airport, every airport. And everywhere in general, the water is just too expensive.
Water should just have a flat rate everywhere.
I agree.
Like, water is water. Yeah. Come on, how different can you make it?
Like, I might just make a water company. You make a bomb after a water company.
Yeah.
Just nice, pretty pink bottle.
Like, realistically, how different are all the ingredients in, like,
that's what I think too.
A Fiji water compared to...
Some of them say, like, low sodium. Like, what do you mean? Low salt? Like, I think that there's some water and it literally you can taste, it's in America, you buy it, and you can taste the salt off it, like.
Do you think some of it is just placebo effect as well? Like, see, that's smart water. I drink that and I'm like, I'm fine. I feel...
Or like Fiji, I'm like...
I do reach for an Evian now if I can.
Yeah.
I like an Evian. Yeah. But I did see, what's his name? Tesla man?
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Talking about like Evian is priced so high to keep it for the rich people apparently, because there's some ingredient in it that like, I don't know, I saw it on TikTok, he was blabbing on basically saying that Evian is the price it is because, and I don't think it's that extortionate. I don't know. It's like
Another water. Like,
I mean, but they want to keep it at a certain level because apparently all the rich people like want to keep it exclusive or something. Water is water, guys. Come on.
Yeah, my God.
Are you a tap water drinker?
No, I have like a filter jug.
Oh yeah, like a Brit
that
thing.
I'd use, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Like, but I like the Brit filter.
I'm a tap water drinker, and I used to get rinsed out of it in the gym for being a tap water drinker.
I just think now that like I think I can taste when it's tap now. I don't care. I don't hate it, but I have a filter there. The filter's empty. When Dano always empty it and doesn't fill it back up, I'll have tap water. Like, but I'd rather have... I think it's not even the taste. It's in my head like that. It gets rid of all the bad stuff
it
in the water.
The stuff.
Yeah, that kind of freaks me out of it. Like, but I don't know. Mm. Yeah. But you like the tap.
I don't mind the tap. My rant of the week is what they're doing with the traffic in Bachelor's Walk.
I only heard about this now.
The feckin' hell. Like...
So can you not drive up the keys at all? How'd you get here today?
I saw something the other day on TikTok and it was like that they, or Instagram or something, that they tested it from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
mm-hmm.
only buses and taxis are allowed in.
Okay.
And someone took a video of Bachelor's Walk, which is at like the Halfpenny Bridge or Temple Bar, or on the other side of the Halfpenny Bridge, not the Temple Bar mm-hmm. side, the other side. Someone took a video at 5 p.m., so like rush hour traffic, and there was no cars on the road at all. None.
So they said, yep, that's full time.
Yeah, but like I've seen delivery drivers complain about it being like, it's causing chaos for us then as well.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like the thing that, like, and I, on one hand, I get where they're coming from in town to like try and make it like more pedestrianized and yeah. like trying to encourage you.
Because a lot of cities, when you go to them, not cities, but like towns would be like that. Like.
But then I also think of like Dublin town, like Dublin city centre isn't humongous as it is. But like I always think of like the elderly who need to drive closer somewhere or like
yeah
stuff like that. Someone who might need to like drive as close as they can get or like.
I know.
And also just driving through town. Come on, we've all done it.
I wonder though if you get a badge or something, can you, or no, it's just no cars at all.
I don't know. I don't know if it's definitely gone in place now.
My heart would break thinking of like an elderly person. Imagine they didn't hear or like, because I didn't hear until now either. And that's me, like, but like imagine driving in, they can't be there. Like they need to go somewhere and they're far away.
Like I'm sure there is a very good reason for doing it. And like, okay, yeah. I'm not giving out about that much, but it's just something that pissed me off because I was late for my dinner last week.
Oh, yeah. Because it was...
Yeah. Like, I was stuck in the... And I was like, well, just get out and walk. And I was like, no.
I think they should do what London does because London will tax... Pay, like, you pay a toll.
To drive into town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which obviously is not ideal, but I feel like that would keep down traffic because people wouldn't go unless really necessary. But then it helps if it is necessary.
Like, why don't they want people to drive
I'd rather pay it rather than have the option to go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or, and then people can pick or choose if they want to go or not.
But yeah. We drive into town every week.
I know.
Maybe twice a week sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know. What is it? Because they want... But I'm sorry, if public transport is better, I wouldn't mind getting it.
Yeah.
There's no... Like, you always have to get... I used to have to get a stopover bus going to college.
Like a flight.
It took me 2 hours.
Getting a stopover
2 hours to get to Phipps where like... That was not... Like, the routes aren't covering everything. There's no... tram near where we live either us a very small area where there's that
if there was a Dart or something or Lewis, I'd get on that
and then they also need to bring in tap for the bus because there's been times where I wanted to get on the bus and I can't
is it still it. Cash
no, yeah
and like you're not card. Getting a leave card if you're only doing it on a once off are you
I never even have a card on me if I could put leave card on a phone that'd
you
be great.
Probably do can you do
no
that?
I don't think you can
no they need to have just a little tappy
they
thing.
Need to get a tappy. It just would mean they have to change all the buses. But
I'll never forget getting kicked off a bus in town because I didn't have enough money. I think it was like $2.50 to get me home. And I think I said I was going to like a stop or two before that or something. I don't know. But he kicked me off.
Oh, that's mean.
He kicked me off in town. I think I put in the money and he was like, where are you going? And I told him where I was going. He was like, you don't have enough. And I was like, I've no more money on me. Like I was only a young one and I'll never ever forget. I think I went into town meeting a fella or something, or I knew the fella that I fancied was in town.
Who was it again you paid bus fare for or something? Oh no, so, someone you knew. No, someone you knew of that someone had to pay their bus fare on a date or something.
Stop it.
You knew them. You tell me about it.
Oh, tell me after.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But I'll never forget, I had these Timberland boots on me. I think I borrowed them off my friend and they were too big for me. They were like size 7 and I was like a size 5.
Oh, no.
But I wanted to wear these boots to look cool. So
yeah.
I got kicked off a bus. Oh, he had to give me this little return ticket.
Oh, because you get the money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, go down to the centre or whatever.
I'm sure no one ever does.
The place was fucking closed. I walked down to it and it was closed.
Oh.
So I'm in the middle of town. I don't live a million miles away and I'll never forget ringing my dad being like, Dad, can you collect me?
That's so, how old are you?
He kicked me off the bus.
Like a child.
I was still in secondary school so I'd say I was like...
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah.
That's really mean. That
But then I used to have a really lovely bus man. Where my house is, I used to have to hop a wall.
Yeah.
Well, I used to hop a wall to go to the bus stop and... If the bus was coming up the road and he saw me hopping the wall, he'd wait for me.
Oh,
yeah. And he used to go on the bus and give him a hug and all, and he wouldn't charge me and he'd be chatting away. And
my God.
He used to always say, you're going to break your neck one day jumping over that wall. And
Yeah. That's so
I know.
Cute.
Anyway, there's my bus story. My
and
he rant.
Never fell over the wall.
Never fell over the wall. I probably couldn't hop it now.
Yeah, there's some shatter my ankles. Nice bus drivers. Yeah. I feel like that other man could have turned a blind eye.
Oh, I was roaring crying.
Collect just leave me. It in town, something close to your house.
In my big Timberland size 7 boots with no money.
No money, no family.
16 in the middle of Miami.
Then we have a rant in from a listener as well. So this says, a few years ago, my colleague got engaged and we all chipped in and got her card, flowers and some lovely gifts, which I actually contribute to. But no such thing was done for me when I got engaged recently. I'm not the type of person to even like a huge fuss, but it made me feel like I'm less important or that my engagement doesn't matter as much. That's
very valid.
I think that's mean.
I'd be irked, like, if I was in her position.
Essentially, like, it is, in other ways, it, like she said, she feels like it's less important, but, like, it kind of is telling her that they feel like it is.
Yeah.
Because no one made the effort for her.
Yeah. If everybody else is doing it for someone else. It's one of those things, especially, like, in, what is it, in, she was in work, a work colleague.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those things that if you do it for one, you have to continue to do it for everyone.
You have to do it, yeah, 100%.
You can't pick and choose.
Because then no one's going to feel as important or as valued and, like,
like choosing favourites.
Yeah, I agree. That's mean.
Like you say, no, you can't even
say it. But
it's one of those things you can rant about.
But then it's annoying because it's like when the next engagement comes around, you're not going to want to chip in.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No. But then it's not. Then it's sad. Yeah, I know.
It's sad on that person.
Yeah, I know.
You're just passing it on.
You're passing the sadness on.
It's one that, that's one of those things that you can rant about to like your partner or your family or your close friend.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you can just never, you just have to bite your tongue and just get on with it, isn't it? It's shit. Like you should never have to do that.
No.
PSA to any like work environments out there. If you do it for one, do it for all.
Do it for all. You have to. Yeah. But try not in the meantime to take it like
personally.
Yeah. Even though it's hard. I'm sorry, but it's hard. It is personal because it is personal.
Mm.
But also it mightn't be in like a, it could have just been like a busy week or something like that. But it's, even so, it's still personal.
Have a big even if it fuck is a off big, engagement party and don't invite one of them.
Yeah. Don't even bring them in a slice of the cake.
No.
Just tell them they are fired.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're their boss and you can fire them. If you agree with either of our rants or you want to send one in yourself, then just let us know on our email address. It's homeydrink@golownow.com or follow us on Instagram @homeydrinkpod. If I Was You is where we get to give you a bit of honest and raw advice about what we would do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence, can't give maybes or ifs, etc. We just tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. These are again sent into our email address, which is homeydrink@golownow.com, and they're always anonymous as well. So this is If I Was You. I've been with my boyfriend for a year now and I'm so in love with him. I've always struggled to trust in relationships and recently I got the urge to look at his phone. I noticed in his recently deleted pictures there was an image of him in bed with a middle-aged woman. This is from a few months before we met, but it did give me a shock. I thought to myself maybe it was a ladder's thing to do and tried to brush it off. However, I decided to deep dive a bit further and had a look at his messages and I found messages with about three women, all middle-aged. He was only messaging two, however he actually met up and slept with the third. Again, this is before we knew each other and he might have been young and mature, but I'm struggling to shake it right now. I know we've all have passed, but this one just shocked me. Do you think I should be worried or put off completely by this?
I don't think you can say anything.
Yeah.
Number one, we've had situations like this before. Number one, he's going to clap back at you to say, why did you look through my phone? Number two, it was before he met you.
So you can't actually annoy.
Yeah. And also number three, it was in his recently deleted. So he was, it wasn't as if it was like
in a
fucking screensaver.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, true. Yeah.
Like he's actually trying to maybe move away from that.
Yeah.
It was just a thing for middle-aged women.
Yeah, but then would you feel like,
or maybe it was just like
a phase.
A funky phase.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be worried or completely put off. I think the fact, like I said, that it wasn't his deleted. He's trying to get rid of
it.
It was before he met you. None of the messages were, like, yeah, if there was messages of when you were together, of course I'd fucking say it straight away.
I feel like it was just a phase. Or like, maybe he's into that, which is like, people are into different
things. Yeah.
But like, he doesn't see himself being with someone of that age. But
is it something he had to
liked that in the past?
Yeah.
Like that's one of his
to explore.
Yeah. But like doesn't see it as something that's serious.
He could never settle down with something like that, but he just
had a fetish. Or a phase, yeah. But I do think I would feel a little bit I think it's just the not knowing it before and then you know and then you feel a bit like
you find out during.
Yeah, how would you feel?
I think, yeah, if I found out, like, myself, do you know what I mean? The way that she found out.
Is middle-aged 50?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. It's 100. They, like...
Yeah, maybe
50.
I'd feel a bit like... I don't know what the word is. Because you can't... It's not... You don't feel betrayed because it was before they met you. But, like, a bit like you don't really know something about them. Like, there's something new. And obviously, he's never going to tell you, hey, I was into middle-aged women.
Yeah.
That's not something he'd obviously say. But I just think... It'd be a bit of a shock, I think, to feel. I don't think that's bad to feel that way.
Yeah, of course.
But I also don't think it's a reason to end things.
No.
Or
like you shouldn't look at that and be like, brilliant news.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Love that for you. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
It's not something you're going to react like that to, but I don't think it's something worth breaking up. I think it's just something that you need to sit with, but just keep reminding yourself, like, that was before he knew me.
Before he knew me. But yeah.
Just exactly. Keep telling yourself that. And like,
he's with you for a reason. Yeah. Now, not any of them. Mm-mm. It was probably a phase, and it probably is a ladders thing.
Something you had to get out of the system.
I feel like it
something.
Is. I feel like I've heard men say before. Like,
really?
Do you know what I mean? They're just love, like, they always use the word MILF.
No way.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Or like, do you ever hear boys slagging each other about each other's moms and all?
Oh, then,
like,
yeah.
Good, like, do you know what I mean? I feel like that is. So maybe it was that little phase in his life, but he's with you for a reason now. It's okay to feel some kind of way about it, but I think it's definitely something that you can move on from, and you'll feel okay again.
Yeah, you will.
New episodes of How My Drink come out every Monday, and our main episodes are on Wednesday. You can send in your dilemmas, first world problems, or rants into howmydrink@growlandnow.com, which is our email address. And thanks to Penny for sponsoring the episode.
Thank you. We love you. We need to go looking for them jumpers.
I need blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I need.
Stunning.
Don't forget to check out the selection of home essentials available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store now. You'll see us there looking on the hunt.
Yeah.
If anyone's seen it in their store, please let us know.
Yeah, please.
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe wherever podcast platform you're listening on right now. And we'll talk to you soon, birds.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.